Listen to what the divine has to offer. Hi, let's start by lighting some candles and lowering the lights. The spread I'll be doing tonight is called Shehem Ancestor Tarot Reading. The reason for this reading is because on the 29th, and when I'll be releasing this, it will be in South Africa, Shehem. One of our Sabbaths. So instead of doing something specific like a ritual, I will be doing a tarot card reading, which I will also invite some guests along. So I do have some chocolate cake with some nuts on it. We also have some milk, and I got 3 apples with the pentagram showing. I will be using my Zodiac Tarot card spread for the spread itself. So, let's get into it. Hello. Okay, so happy Lammas to everyone in the north, and for everyone that's in the south, happy Imbolc. Okay, so last post that I posted, which is for the Leo season, there was a pull for which Sabbath I'm going to do a reading for, and it looked like Lammas was the lucky winner. Okay, so thank you for the one person who actually did post highly for doing the pull. I'm super happy for that. Okay, so the spread that I'll be using for the Lammas read will be posted on Instagram and on Twitter. The post is created by a true witch. That is her handle. And the deck I'll be using is the Shehemic Dream Oracle, which is created by Alberto and Corlette. Again, all of this will be posted on Instagram and Twitter, so that if you want to see how the spread and the deck's images look like, you will find it there. Okay, so let's get into it. Okay, so the spread has 8 cards, and as follows. The questions. 1. How have I grown so far this year? 2. What accomplishments can I celebrate? 3. What do I need to reflect on before moving forward? What in my life is ready to harvest? 5. What in my life must I sacrifice to keep moving forward? 6. How can I show gratitude to the universe for what it has provided? 7. How should I protect what I've gained so far? 8. How should I honor those who helped me to get where I am today? Those are the questions. Card 1, the Father's Gate. Boldly step forward. Okay, this indicates that you have had many changes that has come along the way, and you are moving forward, and the gates are opening as you step to each new challenge. 2. Straddling worlds, wandering between realms. So you've taken a step into a place where you feel more comfortable, and in this space you are learning to celebrate what makes you unique and what you feel like you need to celebrate for what you have made the decision even if it is against other people's point of view. Winter's Dream is card 3. You need to reflect on your own health and your mental well-being, as well as your aspect of the journey that's still ahead. Card number 4 is Will of the Wisp. There is still stuff that is hidden that you have not noticed yet, but you are stepping closer towards it and are ready to face those challenges. The Perfect Storm, the courage to step into life, is card number 5. You need to be prepared that even if you follow the path that you are currently on, there is going to be some changes that are out of your control, and you need to just face it. Don't try to run away from it. Don't try to control those changes that are out of your control. Allow it to happen. Card number 6. You are quite. 6 is overflow, overwhelming and plenty. You have a lot of energy, you have a lot of goals, you have a lot that you want to achieve. You're overflowing with possibilities. And those possibilities are all going to help eventually get to you to where you want to be. Vanishing Mirror is number 7. Vanishing Mirror is ego sublimation. The mirror is broken, so it says don't hold on to stuff. Don't expect yourself to break, as even if you feel fragile, you are strong, and whatever comes into your way, the only way of making sure you are protected is to allow what needs to happen, even if it is not something that you know or something that you don't understand yet. It seems like you need to face the idea that if something were to go wrong, it's not the end of the world, and that you can always rebuild. Always focus on something, even if it feels like you are failing at it. Last card, number 8. Spirit of the Water, movement towards adventure. But keep moving forward. Like, don't allow your idea of something doesn't go according to your plan. Don't give up hope. Just keep moving. Okay, so for the whole picture, for Lamas is be thankful for what you have achieved in life so far. Even if you feel like it's not a lot. Every little part actually does eventually turn into get you closer to your bigger picture. Even if it doesn't feel sometimes like that, or you feel like you don't have the energy to do it. But Definitely also make sure that you're in a safe place and that you have your health is not there, as your health is not derating, or you are not focusing on your health, especially if you have very long-term goals. You need to make sure that you are in good health and in a good mental space, even if there's challenges that are still hidden towards you that you do not see yet. But it looks like the greatest message that is here is to keep pushing through. Don't worry about everything that's happening around you in a way that, even if it looks like it's a negative thing, don't focus just on the negative, but to focus on what you want, and that know that everything that comes your way, you will overcome, and you will eventually achieve your goal. As it just states that you don't feel where you're supposed to be at this moment, but it's not the end of the world. You are moving forward. You are facing your challenges, and you are stronger than your problems are. So keep positive and keep making sure that you are in good health, and you will get to your destination that you feel like. If you have a question you want answered with tarot cards or oracle cards on the podcast, please send me your questions on Twitter at DOT Witches, Facebook and Tumblr at Divinations of the Witches, and Instagram one word, Divinations of the Witches. If you want a private answer to your question, please email me at dotwitchespodcast@gmail.com. I will get your answer to you as soon as possible. Till the next time we have a question for the divine.